Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio.
FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Praise God. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Please grab a friend, call a friend, tell them about the show. Again, the show is just us interceding, going to the throne of grace, praying the prayers that need to be prayed, praying over the issues of life, personal issues, corporate issues, national issues, international issues as well. My name is Pastor Melvin Avante. I am sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton, my overseer, and I'm sitting in today, so thank you. Thank you for having me. Please, if you have prayer requests, go to our prayer page. The page is our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please go to the page, like the page, leave your prayer request, and we'd like to pray for you, pray for your family members, pray for your children. That's so very important to pray for our children, because even before our children are born, Satan is trying to attack our children. If we look at the Bible, the moment that God prophesied that the child from the woman, the heel of the woman, would bruise Satan's head, he was out to destroy that bloodline. He had the angels have intercourse with the daughters of men, and of course that brought on your Nephilim, and it polluted the gene pool. And if you see from there, Satan was busy all the way up until Jesus was born, trying to destroy that bloodline. If you look at all the things that David went through as a child, he fought the lion, he fought the bear, then he fought Goliath, and then all the things before he even took the throne, people were trying to take his life. When the Hebrews were in Egypt, and when they came out of Egypt, all the perils that they went through, all the way up until Herod trying to destroy all the children, Pharaoh, when the Hebrews and Israel were trying to destroy all the children, that was nothing but Satan trying to make sure Jesus is not born. So it's so important for us to pray over the children until they know to pray for themselves. Amen. So please post your prayer request. Let us pray for you. Let us pray for your family members. Let us pray for friends. Let us, again, pray for your children as well. And I'm going to open up with prayer. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you and magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. Father, we just magnify your name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come before you, Father, in prayer. We come before you, Father, just lifting and magnifying your name. Father, giving you glory, Father. Hallelujah. Father, I want to take this time, Father, to just give you praise, Father, right now. Father, we want to magnify your name. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we praise and uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you glory this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. you, thank you, thank you. Father, many, Father, expected to wake up this morning. Father, they made plans. Father, they set alarms on their phone. Father, they placed events, Father, in their calendar. Father, but you did not touch them this morning, Father, so they did not see life today, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for touching us, waking us, and giving us life. Father, we thank you, Father, for your covenant promises. Father, we thank you for the blessing. Father, we thank you for favor. Father, your favor goes out before us and surrounds us like a shield. Father, we thank you that we are your children and you are our Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that we're your people and you are our God. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, that we are in right standing with you and we get to come before you and say, Abba, Father. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Father Yahweh, we praise your holy name. Father Yahweh, we magnify your name. We give you praise this morning, Father. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, as we go forth in prayer, Father, we thank you that you hear every prayer. Father, that you hear every decree. Father, that heaven is in agreement, Father, with everything that we bind on earth. Father, you bind it in heaven. Father, everything we loose on earth, Father, you loose in heaven, Father, and we thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and glorify your name, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Father, as we go forth in prayer, Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way and give us what to pray for, what to loose and what to bind. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for moving on our behalf, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for, Father, just locking up hell, Father, and loosing heaven, Father, on our behalf. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we ask, Father, right now we decree and declare, Father, that people come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father, with their prayer requests, Father, so that you, Father, will have the legal authority, Father, in this earth, Father, to move on their behalf, O Heavenly Father. Father, and their lives are changed, O Heavenly Father. Father, that our country is changed when we pray for our president, Father, when we pray for our Congress, Father, when we pray for our Senate, Father. Father, when we pray for our judges, our policemen, our firemen, our teachers, Father. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father. We magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we expect to see change and movement, Father, when we pray for our ministry leaders, when we pray for the ministry partners, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to uplift ministry leaders right now. Many are tired, Father. Many are retiring, Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask for that fresh anointing, Father, to hit them, O Heavenly Father. Your word says, Father, those that wait upon the Lord, Father, that we will mount up on wings as eagles. Father, we will run and, Father, we will run, Father. I'm sorry, Father, we will run and not get weary, Father. I'm forgetting the scripture, but, Father, you know what I mean. You know what the scripture is, Father. Father, so we just thank you, O Heavenly Father, that we won't get weary, Father, that anointing, Father, will give us the energy that we need. It will give us the tenacity that we need, O Heavenly Father, to Father, run the race that is set before us, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, that when we, Father, are called home, O Heavenly Father, you will say, well done, good and faithful servant. And, Father, that is what we're looking to do. Father, we're looking to please you. Father, we're looking, Father, to pray over your people. Father, we're looking to pray over those, Father, that are not your people, Father, so that they will come into the sheepfold. Father, we're here to walk as disciples, O Heavenly Father. We're here to walk as Jesus, O Heavenly Father, and heal, Father. We're here, Father, to usher miracles, the miraculous, Father, into this earth, Father. in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we're asking for a fresh anointing as well, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we're asking to be led by Holy Spirit in all that we do, oh Heavenly Father, and all that we say, Father. We bind up idle words, Father, coming out of our mouths, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name, Father. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father, in all these things that we have decreed, Father. We command them to be so in Jesus' mighty name. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We thank you. I want to thank Sister Angela, who is on the line. She actually just texted me and gave me that scripture. We will mount up on wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary, and we will walk and not faint. Thank you so much, Sister Angela. I just could not remember that scripture. It's a little early in the morning, so please forgive me. So, again, please go to our Facebook page. It's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page. Leave your prayer requests as well. Check the page throughout the week. You can leave prayer requests as well. So through the week, if you're going through any issues of life, we'd like to cover those prayer requests for you. We walk in the get on Blog Talk Radio, we walk in the office of intercessors. So we'd like to, it's our duty to cover your prayer requests. It's our duty to pray over you as well as it's our pleasure. So please feel free to do that. You'll receive scripture on the page throughout the week as well as worship songs. So you'll receive praise breaks. So it's always good in the middle of our day to remember the Lord, to remember his promises and give him praise and just magnify his name and watch the change in your life. Again, Sister Angela Childress, is going to co-host with me today, and I'm going to bring her on the line. Sister Angela, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Pastor Levante.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Blessed. Blessed of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to allow the Lord to lead you as he would and have you pray. And if you could pray some corporate prayers for the people of God and even people that have not yet received salvation, if you'd be so kind.
I definitely will. Father God, we just thank you, God. God, we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. God, we are just so thankful for who you are this morning. God, I thank you. We thank you for all of the prayers that have gone forth thus far. God, we thank you for everything that has been released over the Ikorabase, over the airways. God, we just pray right now that you will just continue to search our hearts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you would search us, Father God. If there is anything in us that is not like you, God, we're asking that you would forgive us. God, show us that thing on this morning in the name of Jesus, that there might be nothing that would hinder what is going forth on today in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask, God, if there is anything that you would forgive us, Lord God, and we turn from it, Father God, because your word says, and we believe it, that if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and pray, that they would seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then, Father God, that you would hear them from heaven and you would heal the Radiriase. You would heal the land. So, Father God, we thank you right now that we, your people who are called by your name, have the opportunity to humble ourselves before you, God. We just humble, we humble ourselves before you. Holy Spirit, we just lean all the way into you. We lean all the way into you on this morning, Holy Spirit. We thank you that you're our helper. You help us in everything that we need on this day and every day. So, Holy Spirit, we just come completely in agreement with you. You know exactly what is needed for the corporate body. You know, you know exactly what's needed for every person that is on the line and that's coming on the line. Those that have the opportunity and those that don't. Those that don't even know you. You know everything. And so we just come completely in agreement with Alan. Hallelujah. Completely in agreement with you. Father God, we thank you first and foremost for the leadership of this house. We thank you first and foremost for Apostle Overton. God, thank you for this awesome woman of God. Thank you for the anointing on her life. Thank you, for her faithfulness. Thank you for everything that you have done, Father God, in her and through her. Thank you for her love, her care, and her concern for her, your children, God. We thank you for her love and her concern for your people. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you will continue to pour out your thoughts, your strategies. We bind and rebuke every hindering spirit, anything that would try to get in the way of what you have given us. Any hindering spirit, we bind you up right now that would try to get in the way, interrupt or interfere on what your apostle has been given to do in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the plot and the plans of the enemy. God, we thank you that you've given us more than enough. You've given her more than enough. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for our weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but that are mighty through you in the pulling down of strongholds, the casting down of imaginations, and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. God, we thank you for our warfare tools on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. God, because you said that you would teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. God, thank you on this morning for hands that are ready to war and fingers that are ready to fight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you gave us authority to pull down things in our atmosphere, to pull down things in a apostle's atmosphere, to pull down things in the corporate body's atmosphere, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we are one in you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you pray through Pastor Avante. Thank you that you are pouring out afresh upon Apostle right now, all that she needs. Thank you that you are pouring out afresh. You are refreshing, God. Rabba de Koramane. Thank you for refreshing, Apostle. Thank you for refreshing the ministers under her. Thank you for refreshing them, God. And we thank you, God, that they are new wineskins, that you are pouring new wine in this season. In the name of Jesus, God, we say, God, we thank you for your divine presence, even now that is overtaking all of it. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for divine visitations, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the new wine that's going to come out of these divine visitations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And God, we even thank you for those that are old wineskins in this season. God, you love those too. You love those in your corporate body that are old wineskins. Father God, you love them so much that you gave instructions about them. Father God, we're believing even on today. Those that are not new wineskins will feel a desire, an unction in their spirit. Those in the corporate body will feel an unction in their spirit to receive more from you on today. They will receive more from your presence. They'll begin to press into you more, Father God, that they might desire to be new in you. Those that have not received the new, they would desire more from you, God. because you said that you give new wine to the new wine, to the new wine skin. So, Father God, we're believing you and we're thanking you on today in the name of Jesus that those in your body, Father God, that desire more from you but have not received it, that, Father God, that they will cry out to you on this morning because you said you have not because you ask not. God,
thank you,
if you ask and not received, you have asked amiss. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for giving us even the prayers to pray in the name of Robo-Bo-Koste, in the name of Jesus. Because, Father God, you said we have not because we ask not. So, God, we thank you that on this morning, God, the new strategies, wisdom, and revelation are coming to all of the corporate body, those that have logged into Blog Talk Radio, those that are on their way, those that are connected to the house. We thank you, Father God, for the new strategies, the new the presence of you, God, the new hunger to press into your presence in a new way, to desire more of your presence, God, in the name of Jesus, to desire more from you, to desire greater infilling of you, Holy Spirit, to desire more of a saturation of your presence, to desire more of the mind of you, God, in the mighty name, God, we want the mind of you. Your word says, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. We want the mind of you. We thank you, God, that your word gives us everything that's on your mind. And we thank you, Father God, when we can't even understand, God, you give us understanding in the name of Jesus. You said, those that lack understanding, those that lack wisdom, ask me. I give it to you liberally. God, we thank you on today. For those that have been saying, I don't understand it, I don't get it. Father God, we thank you that on today that language will stop and they will robo kobande kasi roshe koramamamandiriyase. It will no longer be, I don't get it, I don't understand it. It will be, this mind that is in me is the same mind that's in Christ Jesus. Thank you, God. And the same mind that's in Christ Jesus, he said, I don't do anything but what I see the Father do. So we thank you on today that we will do the things, they will do the things that the Father has said, because they'll have the mind of Christ and the mind of God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. We bind up confusion, roll by de case, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up all confusion. Anybody that has been experiencing confusion, depression, roll by de case, anxiety and fear, we bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke the thoughts of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We rebuke them. Confusion, doubt, unbelief, anxiety, fear. We rebuke you, we bind you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we speak what you speak. You say, if there be anything lovely, anything good, anything noteworthy, anything praise, anything of a good report, think on these things. We set our mind on things that are above and not on things that are on earth. Because, Father God, you said in your word that we are died and our life is hidden in Christ in God. But God, we thank you that we have hidden you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that we are hidden you, because your word says that those that are hidden in you, Father God, that you will keep them. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. We thank you for clear minds on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for minds that are on things that are above and not on things that are on earth. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that the things of this world, Father God, are not greater than the things of you. You said this life is fleeting, it's temporal. But the things of you are eternal. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. The things of you are eternal. So, God, we thank you for the eternal things in you. And, God, we thank you for the dominion that you've given us in this earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we can speak a thing and so shall it be. And that's why this morning we can say, this mind is the mind of Christ. That's why this morning, this morning we can say, I walk in victory. That's why in this morning we can say that I am the righteousness of God through faith in Christ Jesus. That's why this day we can say, therefore, there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. That's why we can say, on this day, I am the apple of God. I am the apple of God's eye. That's why on this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, we can confess out of our mouths. We are the head and not the tail. That we can confess out of our mouths that we will eat the good of the land because we are willing and obedient. We can confess out of our own mouths that we have never seen the righteous forsaken of their seed, they and bread. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We can stand on your promises today and profess and confess the things that you said because of what you've given us in the earth. Thank you, God. Thank you for running it. Thank you for Thank you for dominion, God. Thank you for dominion. We can literally speak to the elements, Father, the way that you did, because we have the mind of you. Because we have died and our life is hidden with Christ and God, we could say the same thing that you did. You spoke to the elements. You said, peace, be still. And the disciples said, what manner of man is this? And we say on today, that all hell, all nature will say, what manner of person is this? What manner of person is this? We will recognize the voice of the Creator in the earth, because it will be saying the same thing that you said, Jesus. We'll be doing the same thing and greater that you did. All of creation will recognize the voice of you, God, in the earth realm through your people. In the name of Jesus, because the dominion that you gave us, thank you on this morning, God. We thank you that there is no lack. God, I thank you. You said those that seek the Lord lack no good thing. You said the young lion suffers want and hunger, but those that seek the Lord lack no good thing. God, we thank you on this morning that we lack no good thing. Those that are in connection with the ministry, with in the corporate body, they lack no good thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We profess on and confess on this morning. We lack no good thing. We lack no good thing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we lack no good thing, whether it's resources, whether it's health, whether it's spiritual understanding. Whether it's physical healing, whether it's wellness, whether it's kingdom wealth, we lack no good thing. Thank you, Jesus. We lack no good thing because you are a good Father. Hallelujah. You are a good Father, and you are the Father. You know how to give good gifts. Thank you, Jesus. You know how to give good gifts. You said us being human, us being wicked, us being bad fathers, know how to good give gifts. How much more will you give us good gifts? Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, God, about terrible things. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. You know how to give great gifts. Your good gifts are so good. Thank you, God. You don't give us a stone when we ask for bread. You don't give us a snake or rotted when we ask for fish. God, you know how to give us good gifts,
thank
good
you.
Things.
Thank
you, God.
Thank you.
We will lack no good thing because of who you are. Thank you, God, and who we belong to. God, we belong to you. We are the sheep of your pasture. We lack no good thing because of who you are, God. Because of Abba, because of who you are. Abba, because of who you are. Abba, because of who you are. You're great. You're mighty. You're sovereign. You're righteous. You're holy. You're omnipotent. You are great. You are righteous. You are sovereign. You are holy. You are omnipotent. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign above all things, above heaven and earth. Heaven is your throne, and earth is your footstool. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. And God, we thank you. Because of who you are, we lack no good things. And you allowed us to reign with you. God, what manner of God is that? How awesome are you, Kobade Rabati? How awesome are you? You allow us to reign with you. You said that those that have, oh God, you, those that have died with you and resurrected with you, rule and reign with you. Thank you, Jesus. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you for all those that are ruling and reigning with you. And we, Father God, right now, we call for a real shit in about
you.
The rod of the say, let go that are still dead in sin. Your word says that you did not come to be served, but to serve and to be a ransom for many. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Jesus, for being a ransom for many. We thank you, Father God, that there was a bounty on our head. Hallelujah. There was a bounty on our head. But Father, there was a bounty, there was a ransom on our head, and the cost was our life eternal. But Father God, you came in the mighty name of Jesus in our stead, that those that do not know you on today would be saved, that you would be the ransom. Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we just call for those that are still dead in their sin. In cold, roll, beg, head, so, yo, we call for the Ra, Ba, De, Korabase, those that do not know you. Those that have turned their backs on me. Roshe de de robo comadia fata. Those that are connected to the ones in this ministry. Those that might stumble upon this broadcast. Those that may not even ever hear it. God, we call them out. We call them out of darkness. Roshe de into life. Into your marvelous light. In the mighty name of Jesus. We call them into salvation. God, we're asking that you would enter their atmosphere even now. Set up a situation. You know how to interrupt and interject into a thing. For some, you might actually enter their dreams. For others, you might just show up on the train. For some, you could show up on this smoke break. But Father God, you are God. And God, we say on today, those that hear your voice, that they would not harden their hearts. But they would say, save me. What must I do on today to be saved? We stand in agreement with those on this line that have been praying for loved ones, for spouses, co-workers,
Oh, yes. People that have been ministering to on the front, we're coming to agreement with them right now for salvation. God, salvation. That it will roll that they will say, what must I do to be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus, that they will come and agree with your spirit. They will feel a quickening. You know exactly what it took to get us saved, God. And so we come to agree with you. We come to agree with you. And we rebuke the thoughts of the enemy. We rebuke, say, well, I have to get it together. Well, I'll do it later. I'm too far gone. We rebuke those thoughts in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up the voice of the enemy. We bind up the voice of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we dispatch your angels to minister to them right now. Oh, hallelujah. We dispatch angels into those atmospheres to minister to those men and women in the and those babies, and those young ones. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we dispatch your angelic help to speak to them on today, because Father, no one is beyond your hand. Thank you, Jesus. No one is beyond your hand. No one is beyond your saving grace. Thank you, God. They will believe in their heart and profess with their mouth, and they will be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. And those that are connected to those, Father God, that we're praying for, believing for salvation, give them wisdom, God. Help them that are getting saved to be connected to the right body, that they might be fed, connected to the right ones, that they might be able to know what to be discipled in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. And give wisdom to the ones that are around them that will know how to see, what to say. We thank you for today, because we already pray and believe you that you're going to give us wisdom, strategies, and downloads that we'll know exactly what to say to that coworker, loved one, friend, and spouse that's giving their life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You are a great God. You are a great God. We thank you that we'll be like you, Jesus, and we'll know exactly what to say. Like you said to Zacchaeus, come out that tree. I'm coming to your house today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You knew exactly what to say. He had been watching. He said, what is it about this man? People are watching us. They're saying, what is it about this person? What is it about that one? What is it about spouse? Why is that you don't snap on me even though you know? I'm not doing right. Thank you, Jesus. The coworker that says, why is she not respond the same way? That we all responded. What is it about her? Thank you, God. And we thank you for the strategy that we'll know exactly what to say. Come eat lunch with me. Come talk to me. Come sit with me. That we'll know what to deposit. We'll deposit you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We'll deposit more of you. And they'll walk away saved on their lunch break. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And thank you for the peace to go along with God, because, Father God, that our soul would try to tell us, how is it going to happen? How is it going to do that? But, Father God, we don't have to worry about that. Your word said, be anxious for nothing. be anxious for nothing, but in all things, the robade koramande, but in all things, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make known our request unto you. So, God, we thank you on today. We ain't got to figure out how this thing going to happen, how they going to get saved. That ain't my job. God, we thank you on today. Our job is to pray, to thank you in the name of continue to pray, that the peace of you, which surpasses all understanding, would guard our hearts and our minds. Thank you for peace on today because we prayed about this thing and we know, God, that you are able to do it. Thank you, oh God, thank you. We know that you're able to find them wherever they're at. Even if they're passed out, Father God, you're able to wake them up because it was you that woke them up in the first place. I say, just like Pastor said, it wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't just the sunshine on their face. It's because you did it, God. So because you're able to wake them up, you're able to wake them up with something on their mind. Thank you, Jesus. And we ain't got to worry about it. Thank you, God. Thank you. We are anxious for nothing on this morning. We're anxious for nothing. We believe you, God. We're not anxious for anything. Thank you, Jesus, because you said to pray about everything. Thank you, God. You said worry about nothing and pray about everything. So, God, we come thanking you and praying on this morning. Praying, God, we're not going to be anxious about what happens in the government. We bind and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We're not going to go around speaking anxiety. The blood of Jesus is against it. We're not going to speak and complain. Your word, God, your word said, Father God, that we should not mumble nor complain. You said, do all things without grumbling and questioning. Thank you, Jesus, that, Father God, we should continue to do what you've given us to do, that we will be blameless, children of you without blemish in the midst of a broken and twisted generation when we shine like light to the world without grumbling and questioning, that we'll be blameless, children of you, God, without spot or blemish. And so, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we will not complain about government officials. We're not going to complain about, Father God, and be anxious about the things that are going on around us, Father God. But we'll be blameless, children of you, God. We believe you that President Trump, Father God, will have the wisdom. Because your word says that if we ask for wisdom, you'll give it liberally. So, God, we're asking right now that you would give them the wisdom where things were hard, make them easier, God. Give them an ear to hear in the mighty name of Jesus and a heart to obey your word. Father God, you were able to speak to Cyrus, and he didn't believe nothing about you. But, Father, but God, you're able to speak to kings, Father God, because you control them. Deal with his mind on today that you give him wisdom on how to run our government. And those around him, we pray, we lift them up, those that are influencing decisions on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're asking, Father God, that you would move upon them, that they would make righteous decisions. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are sovereign and providential. You control everything. Thank you, God. The world, the earth is the Lord's. The earth is yours, God, and the fullness thereof. So, God, we are not worried about it, but we thank you. We pray about it. Give him wisdom. We plead the blood of Jesus over his mind, over the, President Trump's mind and the cabinet's mind. We plead the blood of Jesus over their family in the mighty name of Jesus and everything that is connected to them. Give them the decisions of you, God, of heaven. Thank you, God, because you said that we can pray for our leaders, Father God, the peace in the land. We're praying right now, Father God, that your thoughts would invade the atmosphere, invade his atmosphere and those around him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word said that the wicked king said that because I don't believe in God and I'm not afraid of man, but because you will continue to ask me, I will give you what you have come to ask for. So, Father God, we come continually asking, Father God, for wisdom for our president, in the name of Jesus, that he might know exactly what to do and how to do it, and those around him would advise him in a righteous way of what to do and how to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we just continue to thank you and praise you and bless you for being an awesome God. We thank you that you are the God, Father God, that not only hears and answers prayer, but you are the God that healeth us. So, Father God, we just come believing you, praying and believing you, Father God, that by your stripes we are healed. Any that have been have experienced pain or sickness in their body, that's experienced any sickness in their body, God, we believe you on today that by your son's stripes they are healed. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that they are healed, Father God, that you were wounded for their transgressions, Father God, but by your stripes they are healed, God. We thank you, Father God, for their healing on today. We thank you, so that there's no name above the name of Jesus. That cancer, God, thank you. The issues in the lymph nodes, in the mighty name of Jesus, it's not above the name of Jesus. That, God, your name is greater and that your healing power is available even now. And we believe you and stand in the gap believing you that their healing is nigh. That knee pain. Thank you, God. That sciatic nerve pain. Thank you, God. That pain in the lower back, Father God, pain in the disc, it's not greater than your name. The name of Jesus is above all of it. The name of Jesus is above all of it. And by your stripes we are healed. And God, we just thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for who that you are, who you are. And God, we praise you and bless you for all of these things that we prayed and believe you for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. And it is so. Thank you so much, woman of God. Thank you so much for that anointed prayer. Thank you for allowing Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. Again, if you have any prayer requests, please go to our Facebook page, FMC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page and leave your prayer request throughout the week so that we could cover you in prayer throughout the week.
Yes.
We are the body of Christ, and each part of the body assists for the other part of the body. We're not lone agents. We're all part of one body, many members of one body. And I'm going to go in and pray and wrap us up here for this session of Blog Talk Radio, Commanding Your Mind. Father, we just want to praise you. Father, we look for, we come to you, Father, seeking insight and wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling and what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in us, the saints, your children, Father, your chosen people, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us which we believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead, and you set him at your own right hand in heavenly places. And, Father, we sit at the right hand with him, O Heavenly Father. Father, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, and not only in this world, but also that in which is to come. And that you have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So, Father, we thank you, Father, for flooding our hearts with light. Father, giving us understanding, revelation. Father, allowing us, Father, to understand, Father, the deep things of you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask, O Heavenly Father, again, Father, that you just, Father, shed light and understanding, Father, to those, Father, those in the body of Christ, O Heavenly Father. Father, we want to also uplift, Father, the homeless, O Heavenly Father. Those, Father, that don't have a roof over their head, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now, Father, we loose open doors, O Heavenly Father, to bring them in. Father, we loose your earthly provision and supernatural provision. Father, that they may, Father, have shelter. Father, that they will have food, they will have clothes, Father, they have access to bathe, oh Heavenly Father, and Father, that you're turning their lives around, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, so give them ears to hear, hearts that will receive, oh Heavenly Father, and send your vineyard workers out to minister to them. Father, give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, and that, Father, that even your angels will minister to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to uplift, Father, the incarcerated. Father, there are those that are incarcerated unjustly, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now, and we're loosing the truth, O Heavenly Father. We're commanding the truth, Father, to come forward, Father, and shine and illuminate, Father, like the noonday, O Heavenly Father, and to be heard, O Heavenly Father. To resound, Father, as loud as your voice, O Heavenly Father, in this earth, Father, until the truth is revealed, O Heavenly Father. Father, we want to, Father, we pray that, Father, secret deals, O Heavenly Father, secret corporate deals, Father, secret government deals, Father, come to light, O Heavenly Father. Father, that, again, the truth, Father, shines, Father, like the noonday, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those that are incarcerated, O Heavenly Father, unjustly, Father, that they will be freed, O Heavenly Father, right now, O Heavenly Father, that many are working on their behalf. Holy Spirit, Father, has given them, Father, the order, Father, to get these people released, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift families this morning, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray, Father, we loose, Father, your love, Father, on families, Father, that they will, Father, love their brothers, Father, love their sisters, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they will, Father, we will honor mother and father. Father, our children out here in these streets, O Heavenly Father. Father, we're asking, O Heavenly Father, we're loosing the spirit of agape love on these children, O Heavenly Father. Father, you say that you will be a father to the fatherless. So, Father, download into them the things, Father, that they did not receive from their natural mothers and fathers. Fathers, and give these fathers wisdom, Father, and the tenacity, Father, to stay and keep their families together, Father, and raise their children. Father, give the mothers, Father, godly wisdom, parental wisdom, O Heavenly Father, so that they can pour into the children, O Heavenly Father. Father, they will spend time with their children, Father, so their children will honor them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and these children, Father, this generation, Father, that have kind of raised themselves, Father, we're asking, O Heavenly Father, that you send your vineyard workers to minister to them, Father, and give them ears to hear, O Heavenly Father, hearts to receive. Father, stir up the gifts in them, Father. Father, give them supernatural abilities, Father, to walk in, Father, the assignments that you have for their lives. Father, I ask that you just catapult them from the place they are now, Father, into the place, Father, you have them to be, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, begin to speak to these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Again, Father, give them the attributes, Father, that they did not get from their earthly mothers and fathers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I speak life over them. I speak life into them. Father, they shall live and not die, O Heavenly Father. Father, they shall live and not die. And Father, they will not take life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, any and all that will hear, Father, this recording, O Heavenly Father, this broadcast, Father, I ask that you bless them. Father, you favor them. You know what they stand in need of, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, it is already given to them. Father, I just want to uplift, Father, Sister Angela, Father. Father, you know what she stands in need of, Father. Guide her every footstep, O Heavenly Father. Favor her every move. Favor, Father, all that her hands touch, Father, and continue to keep your arms of protection around her, Father, that she meets no hurt, harm, or danger. And, Father, we ask we all come together and meet again. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen, Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Again, this is Blog Talk Radio, FMFC's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. We command in the name of Jesus that your morning is favored and blessed, your day is favored and blessed, and that you walk in a expectation of your covenant promises in Jesus' mighty name. So please join us next week, same time. We love to have you. Go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and post your prayer request so that we may cover you in prayer and do our duties, and it's our pleasure to pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
So we love
you. Amen. Pastor Avant, I just wanted to thank you for allowing me to come and pray, and I wanted to thank your apostle also for that, the opportunity to pray on this morning. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. Thank you so much. God bless everyone. We'll see you next week.
Amen.
Let the church say, let the church say, let the church say,